The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda split a weekend set with the Colorado Eagles as they fall by a final score of 4-2 on this Saturday, now early evening in San Jose. The Barracuda beat the Eagles last night 6-3, but they fall here today by a score of 4-2. And depending on what happens between Tucson and San Diego later today, the Barracuda still have a chance to clinch a playoff berth, but they need Tucson to lose, or they will not clinch a berth just yet. Barracuda could have with a point today, but they do not secure a point. So we will see if they end up getting into the playoffs after all this afternoon. Still, obviously, six games to go on the regular season slate, so the Barracuda in a great spot, all but guaranteed to make the playoffs. It just is a matter of when that will be. It was 2-2 going into the third. Colorado scoring the final two goals, and that turns out to be the difference. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda got off to a good start of the first period. Colorado was all over them early, but it was San Jose drawing first blood at 13:35. Colin White on the power play would put home his 18th of the year as he continues to stay hot. And the Barracuda had a 1-0 lead in the first. Bisted protecting the puck using his big frame. Cagnoni will dig it back down to him. Now for White. Fielded off the skate. Feeds Musty. Now near side Walshup. To the back end. Save made. Rebound. They score! What precision on the power play! And Colin White, Johnny on the spot, puts it home. And the Barracuda open up the scoring 20 seconds into their power play. Great start for the Barracuda, lighting the lamp on the power play. Unfortunately, the following shift, Colorado would answer back just 25 seconds later. They would get a goal from Alex Barré-Boulet, his 25th of the year, and we are all level at 1-1. And they scored twice on the advantage. Last night, they've got another one here, and Colin White, who scored on the power play in the win last evening, has another one. Thrown to the net, Colorado got tipped. And it goes past Carrier, and almost immediately, the Colorado Eagles have tied the score. Goal for Boulet at the time, tied for the team lead in that department. So we were all square at 1-1 after one. In the second, Colorado would take its first lead at 4:09. Jason Megna would pot his team-leading 26th to give Colorado a 2-1 advantage. But the Barracuda would answer back a miscue from Trent Miner, the goaltender. He'd put it off of Colin White and in, and White had his second of the game, 19th of the year. And we were all tied up at 2-2 in period number two. Brings it rink wide. Afanasyev was making a change. Smart play by Wahlstrom to not play the puck to try to elude the too many men penalty. Works straight ahead, head in on Miner, the goaltender. Handling, he put it off of White. They score! Trent Miner, the indecision. He had the puck on his goal stick, standing upright in the crease. He was holding onto it, and he ends up putting it off of Colin White, and it ricochets in. We're tied at 2-2. So the Barracuda tied up on some fortune and a miscue gaffe from the goaltender Trent Miner, so we were all tied up at 2-2 in the second period. The Barracuda would have four power play chances in the game. They scored on their first look, but they came up empty on their final three, and that turned out to be a big factor because San Jose could not recapture the lead, and we would enter the third all tied at 2-2. Just 4:35 into the third, Matt DeMarcico in just his second AHL game had an assist last night. Already had an assist in this one, would light the lamp in what would turn out to be the game winner. Time of the goal at 4:35 from Tristan Nielsen and Jason Megna as Colorado would take its lead back, a score of 3-2. It upstairs. Free by Colorado. They've got the puck. Nielsen up the right wing side. 57 and White try to dance through Allen. Now Megna twists for Nielsen. Centered in front. They score. It popped free. DeMarcico, and he puts it upstairs. He's got his first in the AHL. Hit 3 points now in two games.
Barracuda had three different players right around the puck. They were just kind of puck watching. He gets center for DeMarcico, and he puts it upstairs to give Colorado a 3-2 lead. The Eagles would really put the game away at 16:46. A set play off a faceoff draw. Alex Barré-Boulet would put it through the legs of Jimmy Huntington off the draw and slide it over back post for Gavin Brindley, charging the back post, and he directs it into a wide open net, and Colorado had a 4-2 lead in the third period. Bets like Meet the Sharks. The future is teal and it's fun. Become a member by visiting sjsharks.com. Right off the draw, they score! Colorado has taken a 4-2 lead right off the faceoff draw. Gavin Brindley is going to be the goal scorer. And the time of the goal at 16:46 of this third period. Brindley's got his first with the Colorado Eagles. Tipped through the legs of Huntington by Barré-Boulet. A set play. Brindley goes right to the back post. No one picked him up, and he's got a wide open net. So Colorado extending its lead, and they would hold on for the 4-2 victory. Final shots 29-26. Colorado moves now into the number one spot in the AHL's Pacific Division, a point ahead of Ontario. Ontario and Colorado will square off on Tuesday at the Toyota Arena. That'll be a heck of a matchup. Ontario is in action tonight as they host the Bakersfield Condors. I misspoke. Tucson actually takes on Henderson tonight. So again, if Tucson is to lose in any fashion, regulation overtime or shootout, the Barracuda will have officially clinched a playoff berth. But the other side of the coin, Henderson is one of the teams chasing them in the Pacific Division. So we'll see how things ultimately do shake out. But the Barracuda unable to earn a point themselves, which would have officially clinched a playoff berth. Barracuda back on the ice on Tuesday. We're on the air at 12:30 with CUDA Countdown for a scheduled 1 o'clock puck drop against the San Diego Gulls. Trent Minor, the winning goaltender for Colorado, improves to 2-0 against the Barracuda on the season series. His 16th win of the year for Minor. He's now won 4 in a row. The losing goaltender is Gabe Carrier for the Barracuda. Suffers his 8th loss of the year. He's now 14-8-1 on the season is Gabe Carrier. He has dropped his last 3 games for the Barracuda as he falls here today. Game length, 2 hours, 31 minutes, 2,471 sod here at Texas Arena. Let's go over our 3 stars. Jason Megan, who did not play last night, he played today, and he was a big impact player for Colorado. Had a goal and an assist. The veteran forward finished the game with those 2 points, a +2 rating, and 5 shots on net, which led the way along with Jack Sean for Colorado. He's the number 3 star. The number 2 star, Matt DeMarcico. DeMarcico, a goal, an assist. His goal, a game winner, is first in the American Hockey League. He's the number 2 star. DeMarcico finished with a +2 rating, 4 shots on net. And the number 1 star for the Barracuda, Colin White, at 2 goals. White continues his tear. He has been on absolute fire for the Barracuda. Unfortunately, it comes today in a losing effort. Again, the Barracuda back on the ice on Tuesday. We are on the air starting at 12:30 on the Sharks Audio Network through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey for a scheduled 1 o'clock puck drop as the CUDA close out their 4-game homestand against the San Diego Gulls. Just 6 games to go on the regular season slate. The Barracuda right on the edge of clinching a playoff berth, but they cannot do it as they fall here in regulation against Colorado. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us today, whether you listened or you watched. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Tuesday when the Barracuda return to the ice. That'll do it for our broadcast, though. We'd like to remind you of today's final score. The Barracuda fall by a count of 4-2 in the hands of the Colorado Eagles as they split a weekend set and split the season series with the Avalanche's affiliate, but they'll look to get back on track on Tuesday against San Diego. Until then, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.